Welcome to the Oh Trouble Podcast. Family reunions bring generations together for potluck meals, lawn games, and chaotic attempts to recall how everyone is related. Behind the group photos and picnic shelter reservations is a delicate dance of tradition, personality clashes, and the annual drama of who volunteered and who was voluntold to organize the whole thing. Reunion veterans break down the unwritten rules, the recurring mishaps, and the strategies that help families survive a full day with relatives they only see every few years.
Oh my goodness, okay everyone, all right, you know, 6 a.m. here at the park, Johnson Family Reunion. Woo-hoo! Johnson Family Reunion, thank you all so much for coming and helping.
Glad to be here.
Set this up.
Super glad to be here.
Thank you. So let's, you know, we have some new additions to the family, you know, this year. We've had some marriages, we've had some divorces, we've had some adoptions. Why don't we go around and introduce everyone, each of us, so, you know, at least, you know, we kind of get a feel of who's here, and those that are new to the family can put a face to a name. Does that sound all right, everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my name, I'm kind of the patriarch of the family. My name is Richard Johnson.
Papa Dick.
Some like to joke about Papa Dick.
Rich, that's an interesting name you've got there.
Well, thank you. This is my 57th reunion. There were two times we haven't had a reunion. Those were dark times. So you do the math. I'm 59 years old. And I'm just so excited that we get to do this one more time, at least.
Well, my name is Gerald Johnson, obviously. I acquired the name via marriage with Auntie Johnson, but she passed away last year, I believe. I'm starting to also get old now, and it's hard for me to remember everything.
Gerald.
Who?
Name's Gerald, right?
Oh, yes. That's why I wear the name tag.
Okay. Yeah. You know, thank you for coming to this reunion.
You're welcome.
You know, it's, you know, we haven't really had a chance to meet. That's an interesting accent.
We have not.
Well, that's an interesting accent you have. Is that what?
Yes, it is.
That's what? What is that? Eastern Texas or?
Well, I got hit in the head as a child.
Yeah.
And now I speak like Sean Connery.
Okay.
I was going to say, like, for sure, plastic surgery. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
sure.
Out of the,
no, my, that's the sound of a chin implant.
My family ran the laundry mash. We don't have a lot of money.
Okay, Gerald.
Well, thank you so much for coming, Gerald. I'm so excited that you're here to celebrate the Johnsons with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Hi, I am the youngest person here, turning down the median average age.
Okay.
I'm Agnes Johnson. My dad is basically Papa Rick's kid. So yeah, he's my grandpa. Richard's my grandpa. My grandpa's Dick. Gerald is that weird guy with the chin implant. Basically, my mom made me come to this meeting because I got in trouble at school, and she said I had to help with the family reunion. But,
yes, you gave that kid a wedgie so bad he was bleeding, remember?
Yeah, well,
I sent you to the principal's office.
Yeah, that kid bullied me for, like, 3 years straight.
You should have led with that.
Yeah, Gerald. So I am at this stinking family reunion, working off my dues.
Well, thank you for...
Yeah.
Agnes, it's so lovely to have you. I know it's
I'm sure. Some young blood in this old farts place.
I know we're all just, like you said, old farts.
Yeah, it smells like mildew.
We're grateful for some young legs to help us move things.
I think it smells like my childhood.
My name is Stacy. I am married to Aiden, who is Gerald's son. So Gerald is my father-in-law. And I know he's not really going to be pleased with me for sharing this, but I did just get out of rehab. So I am going to have to go every once in a while, go like pop on my breathalyzer when we like, I can't, please nobody spike the punch. Like I'm going to get in so much trouble. So, yeah, I mean,
shrieky, will you please repeat your name, please?
You're my father-in-law. You should know my name.
Oh my God, Gerald.
I told you Gerald. I have memory issues.
That's Stacy, you
Stacy.
Idiot.
Stacy. I mean, you don't have to know how to spell it.
Is that Stacy with a Z?
No.
No, that's Stasi.
Stacy with an I?
You can spell it however you want there, Pops.
I can spell it however I want.
Yes.
Oh, just family reunions are just so vibrant. I'm just so grateful that you all are here to help us. Yeah, so Stacy, thank you. It's understandable that you're going to have to take some breaks every now and
again. And we shouldn't even have alcohol. Like, everyone's even an alcoholic. The Johnsons, alcoholics.
That's a bold thing to say, I guess.
I don't know. I look at the records. That's a bold thing. They would have sent us to the asylum.
You were at our wedding, right? Like,
yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, I was only like 11.
Yeah.
But I saw things.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw things.
My wife.
I thought degenerates. We are degenerates.
The worst of the worst.
I think that we're not degenerates. That's going too far, Agnes. You know, the Johnsons are a proud family.
And what are we proud of? Getting drunk?
How big the Johnsons
getting divorced?
Are.
Dying?
When was the last reunion we've had where the police didn't show up?
The one where you paid the police off, Grandpa.
Okay, Agnes, you need to settle down because I kept the peace that year because you brought that weird.
Yeah.
The colors in his hair. What was that about?
Grandpa, it's called color hair dye. Look it up. It won't kill you. But your diet will.
I mean, it's
Agnes,
really...
I'm grateful that your parents brought you here today.
Yeah.
You have been the most difficult grandchild.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Rich. Let me handle this.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Agnes,
Shin.
Look at me, Agnes.
I'm looking at
you. Are
you
looking at me, Agnes? Are you truly seeing me?
Yeah.
I think you are now finally seeing me. I need you to look deep inside, deep inside, and tell yourself to go fuck yourself.
Whoa, Gerald.
Gerald. Sorry, I was...
What kind of language is that? This is
Missy,
a family reunion.
You're right. Missy, go over to that board over there and write down over and over again, you are sorry for being mean to Mr.
Am I?
Oh
my
gosh.
It seems like it runs in our family.
You guys are going to, like, make me trigger into a relapse here. This is just
right,
why...
You're right, Stacy, sorry.
Oh. Like, I know I'm just an in-law, but, like, is there potato salad? Or, like, are we cooking out?
Fair question, Stacy.
I mean, this is, like, intense for 6 o'clock in the morning on a family reunion.
You're right. We're just, you know...
I guess, yeah. You don't have my parents, so...
Families are messy sometimes, and sometimes we have drinking problems. Sometimes we have funny accents because of too much Botox or whatever. But I'm grateful everyone is here. Now, we have to start setting the table. At 6 a.m., we have to start setting the food for dinner. Okay? We're eating at 5 p.m. Okay? We have to start setting it. What did everyone bring? I brought the family coleslaw. I brought the family coleslaw. I've been slaving away in the kitchen telling my wife how to make it. Okay? Like, this is
so
a family staple.
It's grandma's coleslaw.
This is a family coleslaw.
This is grandma's coleslaw that you simply transported.
I agree with her.
Yeah.
This is a family coleslaw that... has been at every single reunion since the beginning. When my great-great-great-great-grandfather drove the buggy that was filled with the coleslaw that my great-great-great-grandmother made. This is a secret special recipe that I brought. And it's something to just be grateful for.
I guess we'll have to take your word for it.
Ugh.
I didn't bring anything because on the sign-up sheet, it was either, like, come super early and work in the kitchen or bring something. I didn't know it was both.
Oh,
and,
God,
you know, we're trying to rehab my image. You know, Aiden is like, oh, it's so embarrassing that you had to go away for a while. So he wanted me just to, like, show up and work and smile and hope that nobody noticed anything, you know. Didn't know I was gone. So I didn't bring anything. I'm sorry, Grandpapa, Grandpa, Dick. Rick.
That's okay. I was prepared. I brought a green bean casserole in your place. But I personally messed up. I forgot about her drinking problem. And I brought a rum ham.
Damn it.
Gerald, thank you. This is the first reunion you've been to. It's more than what Stacy brought. But you gotta use your head. You gotta use your head. How is Stacy supposed to eat ham now?
You're right.
No matter. It's okay. No matter. There's plenty of coleslaw Stacy can eat. It can sit out all day. It's gonna be a 90 degree day. There will be some ice, but Stacy can have coleslaw. Okay. I hate to ask, Agnes, did you bring anything?
Except for the tools to smash this patriarchal family.
Great, so she brought an attitude.
yeah, and...
Like every year.
Invisibilized feminized labor that will be provided. It will be assumed that I smile and greet our relatives. It will be assumed that I clean up in the kitchen. It is assumed that I and Stacy will help. But what will you two do? Smoke cigars in the garage?
As is what's foretold in the Bible.
Yeah, the Bible.
Plus, I bet they'll eat first, too.
They'll eat first. And who's going to get all of the credit for the coleslaw that he didn't make? Mr. Grandpa Patriarch. Yeah, I'm calling you Grandpa Patriarchy. How does that feel? Eat it. That's what you can eat.
I don't think they really know what that means.
I'm just... This is what the family is based on. This is what the family's rooted in. This is the American family. How dare you, Agnes? You didn't bring anything, and you come in here and just, you know, hurt people with your words?
Yes.
Yeah, truth is hurtful, I suppose. Last time you kicked me out was the Donald Trump election. Because I guess I was speaking too much truth, but...
There's a family man.
Yeah. Yeah, he could probably throw a killer family reunion.
One can hope. One can hope.
I just don't want to die from, like, eating mayo that has been sitting out in a 90-degree day.
Every year people have had mayo out that's been sitting out in 90-degree
day. That sounds like the worst excuse ever. Everyone's done it before me.
This is what we're...
I ate lead paint chips, so you kids can eat lead paint chips.
I'm still here.
Barely.
My grandfather was a painter. He handed us all the paint chips.
Grandpa Dick.
And
just get wrecked. Get wrecked.
Oh, Agnes, you need to learn.
No.
You need to learn what's right and what's wrong.
Oh, yeah. Take my moral code from a guy who voted for a rapist and a pedophile for sure.
How dare you speak of that about our light and joy.
Yeah.
Okay. For Christ's sake, man, he's a saint.
Yeah.
Not Donald Trump. I was talking about the news news.
Oh.
Leave that poor man alone. Sorry.
Will there be paint chips in the coleslaw?
No. Okay. For the 100th millionth time, no. There's no paint chips in the coleslaw. I'm sorry, it used to be part of the original recipe, but there were too many people that were like, there's no paint chips, okay?
Oh, okay. I mean, can't blame you for asking.
Yeah, sorry, I don't want more.
So, like, Agnes, I get, like, I support you, sister or cousin or whatever, but, like, I have to smile and serve people because, like, I don't know if you remember the last time I was here. Yeah, like,
I get it.
I kind of got to make up for that unfortunate crash
into the tent.
You got to
appease the man.
I do have to in my situation. So, I mean, I am here. You know, is there a cooler? Should we be, like, are there tablecloths to set out? Like,
Thank
how
you.
Do Johnsons do their family reunions.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you. That's the right attitude to have. It's the right attitude.
The proper domestic female attitude, I assume.
And so, one can learn from Stacy, Agnes.
Yeah. Do all the labor and then don't get any credit. Cool. Yeah, where's Grandma at this table? Why isn't Grandma here? Why is Auntie dead?
You know, Agnes.
This family kills women.
Agnes, you know where your grandmother is, and it's. She's in a better place. She is in a better place now.
Palm ferns.
Yeah, Palm Ferns is the number 3 assisted living home in the area.
And she did it just to get away from you, Grandpa.
It's number 3 in all the right ways, okay? It's just right for our price range. And you know, Agnes, that your grandmother would want to be here.
Yeah,
she would.
I wish she was here.
So maybe as like a compromise, because of your political affiliation, we could have like orange decorations, like orange balloons and orange tablecloths.
Orange, like?
Like the color of your favorite president? It was a peace offering.
That's his natural color, okay?
Well, it's not. I'm not making it up.
Jesus,
I mean,
Christ, Stacy, get off of it.
The overall tone is.
He doesn't listen to truth. Sorry, Stacy. I wish I could help you. I really wish, but I don't have a future. We're all gonna die, and I can't believe my parents made me come here.
Like, okay, red, orange, and red.
Don't worry, I didn't vote at all.
Red's the right color.
I'm sure.
Now we're talking. Okay. We're talking.
But I mean, you have to admit the overall tone is like orange. I mean,
or like brown, like poop.
I think the word is unnatural.
Gerald, you are not helping. This is your first reunion. Stacy was right. There are things to do. We have tablecloths to cloth tables with. We have coolers that need ice.
What chair are we going to put Esmeralda in? Because do you remember last year?
Yeah. Stacy, why'd you bring up Esmeralda again?
Because she took a spill.
Because of the chair. I mean, we didn't know that she had put on so much weight, but
you're right.
You know, she just had that little rickety chair, and then there was that awful cracking noise, and then the splinters everywhere, and all the blood.
Didn't she say
and...
that was her gaming chair?
Yeah, you're playing euchre.
I mean,
that's
so...
That's what they play, don't they? They play euchre.
So yeah, we need like a chair for Esmeralda.
Okay, you're right.
I say we just throw him on the floor.
Agnes! How dare you?
I mean, we're outdoors. We could just call it a picnic. Like,
That's putting a shine on this. For some reason, putting a shine on this turd that's a family reunion this year. Thank you, Stacy.
Yeah, no shine on this turd of a family.
Agnes!
Like I've always said, you can polish a turd, but it's still a piece of shit.
That's
Gerald,
deep.
Gerald.
That's deep there.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. All right.
That's why my breath smells like this.
Okay. So people are going to start coming soon. Okay. We need to get this show on the road. Agnes, I would appreciate just a little bit of cooperation.
Yeah.
You can fight the man, but in a cooperative way. Please.
Okay. I'll...
Yes, like later.
Set out the... napkins.
Perfect.
Thank you. That's all I ask. And then you can go do whatever you can.
And I'm going to do it.
You could do your TikToks.
Radically.
Okay.
I'm putting out the napkins radically.
Fine.
With feminist sentiments.
Very good.
Yes, maybe even fold the napkins in random shapes.
No.
Go wild.
Gerald.
Go wild.
Gerald, that's a weird request. We've got her doing something.
I would just like her to express her inner individuality.
Would you really? Because that would probably look like me on a pulpit yelling at you.
You know I am trying to be a teacher. Why are you being so difficult? Every day. At school, you're difficult. Here, which I barely ever see you because you're not my daughter, difficult.
They don't call me Agnes the Agitator for nothing.
They should call you Difficult Agnes.
Basically the same thing.
Thank you, Gerald. It doesn't really have a fancy ring to it or anything.
I am going to put on napkins because I'd rather do that than listen to this man.
Thank
you, Agnes. At least someone's doing something.
What about Aunt Minnie and her quote-unquote service dog? Remember that last year? And then everybody was slipping, and then everybody was stepping in.
Yeah, that's true.
You were talking about turds before. I mean, do you remember that?
I'd like to hear more about the dog shitting.
The dog shatteth everywhere. That it got into the coleslaw, and then it had doggy diarrhea, and it
Yeah, okay.
That's when you still were using the paint chips. So then it was, like, colorful, and...
Jesus Christ, I'm just getting here now.
The kids were on, like, a slip and slide, but then the dog was nearby, and it just was... We have to do something about...
The Johnson family reunions are a proud tradition, okay, Gerald? This is... par for the course.
I can tell.
But we're proud of it, okay?
Loud and proud.
Now, yes, the dog is going to be needing to be dealt with. I'll leave that up to you. That's something you can do.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
I wasn't in rehab that long.
Well, perfect to deal with the puppy now. The dog. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
I have to pay my dues, yes.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Agnes, for doing napkins.
Mm-hmm.
Napkins, dog duty, taking credit for the coleslaw.
Nothing.
Gerald, shall we go smoke some cigars?
You're speaking my language. Let's light one up, old boy.
I've seen in the kitchen, Stacy. Let's ditch these bitches.
This has been the Oh Trouble Podcast.
The Oh Trouble Podcast is a roundtable panel-style podcast featuring improvised conversations with some of the most distinctive voices from Eau Claire and Western Wisconsin, and is produced by Andy Hansen and the graduates of the Eau Claire Improv Theater. The music is by Andy Hansen. The views, opinions, characters, and scenarios presented in this podcast are for entertainment purposes only and are the product of improvisation. Any resemblance to real people or actual events is purely coincidental. The hosts and participants are performing fictional characters and scenarios, and nothing stated should be construed as factual information or the personal beliefs of the performers. Thank you all for loving and sharing this podcast. We feel the same.